Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the mysterious man, he showed up in their front yard. He was asking them for a cigarette and then just seemed to disappear. Was it his stepfather passed away long, long ago or something else?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. Yeah, 855-853-4802 is the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. You want access to all of the shows with no commercials? You can binge away on everything in advance of everyone else. Get access to the bonus episodes, things exclusively for you. As a supporter, check that out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program, and let's jump right into our very first ghost story. Hi.
I wanted to tell you a story that happened to me and my family back in 2001. My mother divorced my father when I was 10 and remarried to my stepfather. My stepfather, Pablo, had cancer, pancreatic cancer, and he passed away September 14th, 2001, right before Christmas. He battled cancer for about a year and a half and was very strong until the very end. Christmas was always a big event in my mother's house. We always got together, his family, my mom's side of the family, and we just had a huge, huge party. So obviously Christmas that year was going to be a little bit different, but his family still came over, and so did my mom's side of the family. And my brother's ex-wife had a sister who was dating some guy, and the guy ended up coming over and was outside, and he was walking in to the driveway of my mom's house, and he noticed that there was a guy in the front yard of my mom's house, and he was wearing a jacket, and he had a mustache. This man told this other guy, "Hey, do you have a cigarette?" And this one guy was like, "Well, no, I have some cigarettes, but you know, it's in the house." So the guy was like, "Well, why don't we go inside the we had a bar area in my mother's house, and that's something that my stepfather built when he was alive. He, like I said, he loved throwing parties, so he built an actual patio and it had a bar area. And so this mysterious man said, let's go smoke inside the bar area. And so the other guy figured, okay, well, he knows his family because he knows that there's a bar area and he knows kind of like, I guess, the layout of the patio. And so this guy ends up going in first, and the mysterious man was walking behind him. And so once the guy crossed over to the patio, he turned around and he looked, and the mysterious man that asked him for a cigarette was gone. You know, my sister-in-law's sister's boyfriend freaked out, and he ended up telling my brother and my other uncles. I live in a family where law enforcement, everybody's in law enforcement, so my brother said, you know, we're going to go around the back of the backyard, you know, what if it was somebody that, you know, wanted to just come in and, you know, steal something. So my brother got his gun and was looking in the backyard, and they went down the street, and, you know, they couldn't find this mysterious man. And so the guy, he was just sitting down and he was just in shock because he just didn't know who this man was. And one of my family members asked him, well, what does he look like? And he said, well, he had dark hair, he had a mustache, and he had this jacket. And we had a picture of my stepfather nearby, and my relative asked him, well, does it look like him? And the guy looked at my stepfather's picture and said, yes, that was the man. That was the man that was behind me, and he asked me for a cigarette, and he was walking behind me, like, going into the bar area of the house. He wasn't aware that my stepfather had died a few months ago. My mother was crying, as you know, it's natural. We were all in shock, and I don't believe that this man would have said that, you know, on purpose, would have lied about it. We were still in grieving, but I honestly do believe that it was my stepfather. There was a lot of things that happened after that. There was this one instance where it was in the same bar area. My best friend and I, we were sitting on a table. We were drinking. We were watching TV. And my uncle was just taking random pictures, you know, of us. And behind us was a window. And there's the door. And when my uncle took a picture, his face changed. And I was like, whatever, you know, you're just trying to scare us. And he's like, no, I'm done taking pictures. And I said, well, what do you mean? And my best friend got up and looked at the picture first, and she was like stunned. And I looked at the picture, and it was my stepfather's face in the window. I put both a picture of him when he was alive next to the picture of that face in the window, and you can see his mustache, you can see his dark hair, and you can see that there's a face in the window. And there's been a lot of things that have happened in my mother's house. I hope that it is him. I wish that he would rest. Like I said, he suffered with pancreatic cancer for a long time. But there's this comfort knowing that he may still be around watching over us. But he was a very good man in life, and in death, I know that he still continues to be a good man because he was always very protective of his family.
Great story. Thank you for sharing that. I find it really interesting how the witness didn't even realize that what he was seeing when the guy was walking, I think he said like through the bar area or something, wasn't even dead or didn't realize that he was dead.
You hear these stories every once in a while where it's like, well, I saw that guy. Well, it's impossible because they're no longer with us, kind of thing. And one of the comments she made at the very end was, you know, hoping that he's at rest. I think a lot of times people assume that if there are energies or spirits still among us, that for some reason they're at unrest and they can't move on. I don't know that that's necessarily always the case. I think sometimes part of them is just left behind with us. And in this case, it sounds like this is where his spirit wants to be, with his family. So I don't think it's necessarily that he's not at rest. He's probably just really enjoying the fact that he's still there with them.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think that's a very true sentiment. Thank you for sharing that story with us. If you would like to share yours, 855-853-4802 is the phone number to do such a thing. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that ad-free, check out ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts on our exclusive channel right there for you to get in on all of the extras. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.